South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Show sponsors, UHealth, Magnum Energy Solutions, Lawrence Kids, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins. Of course, I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, and I want to bring on Larry's in. Larry, hey, happy 2013. Hey, high five on 2014.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Oh, it's going absolutely great. We got Johnny, Social Media 305, over in the other room, tweeting the show away. It's just like old times. How you doing, man?
All good. You have to give Johnny a high five for me.
Oh, yeah, he gets a chest bump, actually. He's the best. He's the best. Now, listen, I teased a little bit when I talked about the front page of Bloomberg had the car of the year 2013. It was the $4 million Lamborghini. I know that you've seen that. I don't know if you've driven it yet. But what are some of the new things that are coming up in 2014 that we can expect to maybe see on the front page of Bloomberg from your collection of different auto nameplates next year, man?
Well, we've got some really exciting stuff coming at almost all of the brands.
Cool.
Lamborghini's got the new Huracan coming out. That is the replacement for the Gallardo. And that car is absolutely gorgeous. It was released about a week ago as far as pictures go. So when you have a chance, you'll definitely have to check out some pictures of that.
Oh, hey, have Peter flip me a couple on Twitter and we'll retweet them.
All right, we can make that happen. I also have the Jaguar F-Type Coupe coming, which is really exciting. That's going to be like the F-Type convertible we have now, except in the 8-cylinder version.
Whoa.
It's going to be 550 horsepower. It's going to be the F-Type R, and it's going to have carbon ceramic brakes available. This thing is going to be an absolute animal.
Well, listen, man, you tell Peter when that comes in and he's got to crank one up and he still owes me a test drive.
Well, as long as he's not driving, I think we're in good shape.
Oh, crash? Come on. So what else you got to know? By the way, Don from Magnum Energy, we're going to come up in mid-January to drive the big Jaguar, so I'm looking forward to seeing you for that as well.
Yeah, that'll be really nice. We with Land Rover, we have long wheelbase versions coming out of the full-size Range Rover.
Wow.
Yeah, which will be really nice, really special car.
Long wheelbase on those, finally?
What's that?
A long wheelbase?
A long wheelbase, yeah.
Awesome.
Really, truly an executive's car to sit in the back seat and get driven around in.
Oh, I can't wait to have my driver drive me around in that.
Yeah, it's a really nice car, and we're really excited to see that come in. And then on the Volvo side, we're actually getting all new engines, which will be turbocharged, supercharged, 4-cylinders. They're supposed to be the most powerful in their class and have the best gas mileage.
Wow, it sounds like all of your nameplates are really have some smoking hot stuff coming up next year. And I know that Infiniti dropped their new 2014 on you, which was the new 50 that came out, right?
Yeah, the Q50 just came out recently. It's been an awesome car, selling a lot of them, and customers seem to like them very much. Very positive response so far, Jim.
Now, how about the availability on the Land Rover, Range Rover side? Because I know that those have been so popular, it's been hard to keep a lot of those in stock. How's that going?
You know, we don't have a lot sitting around in stock at any given time, but you never know when you can come in and pick one up. And what we've been trying to do with these cars is really get our customers to spec them out and order them just the way they want them. So when the car comes in, it's just how they want it.
You know, that sounds like a really good way to go, almost like the old days when you'd come in, you'd make your order, you'd wait for it to come out of the factory, and then you'd have just your unique car. So people can come and they can get like a custom car from you then.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's really cool. Now, Larry, I know that you like to go to the auto auction. Well, first of all, you got any other cool new stuff coming up that we should talk about?
Well, in March, we're doing another Cars Cause charity event, and that'll be at Sun Life Stadium. All the proceeds will benefit Wounded Warriors, so that's really exciting. We'd love to get 500 or more cars out there. Everybody who participates will donate $25 to participate, and all proceeds, all the money that's donated, that's going directly to Wounded Warriors.
Well, that sounds great, man. Tell me a little more about the event.
Well, we've done this once before, and we like to put on a big car show. We get all sorts of enthusiasts, tuners, just people who take pride in their car, whether it's a classic or an exotic, no matter what it is, and come out and show it off. Be around a bunch of people who are also gearheads and love the cars, and it makes for a great day and a great time.
So,
and the best part about it is we do it for a good cause.
So this was like the event that I went to last year at Gulfstream that was smoking. I saw like the coolest, neatest cars there.
That's correct. And, you know, we're expecting this one to have double the turnout.
So. Well, you can count on me being there, and I can still make a donation even if I don't register a car, right?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, well, that's something that we've got to do. We've got to promote that. Johnny is going to go to work. I can see his fingers flailing already about we got to do a Wounded Warriors thing and back up Larry. So we're going to do that. And me, you, and Peter have to get together and put together some really nice PR for that. Now, Dave, how much time do we have left in this segment? About 3 more minutes. Okay, good. That means that we got more time to talk with Larry about what I really like to talk to him about the most, the upcoming auto auctions. Larry, what's coming up in the auto auction that's going to be in Boca that you got your eye on, buddy?
Well, to be honest with you, Jim, I really haven't been paying attention to the ones that are coming in. I know I'm letting you down here.
You are letting me down, man.
Lately, I've just been seeing the news after and seeing what they're all going for. But if you know something that I don't, Jim, I'd be happy to join you.
No, all I know is that when they come up, I really like to go up there and just walk around and take a look at each one of them. And a lot of times, it's just a piece of history that you're seeing with these different the different custom cars. And we talked in the past about what could be the new classic cars that are coming out today. And I think you may have already mentioned one with the expended wheelbase. Range Rover, Land Rovers, those sound like they would be smoking hot. And also the new hardtop Jag that's coming out also sounds to be like it's going to be an instant classic.
I can't wait to get behind the wheel of that car. I haven't had a chance to drive it yet, but it just seems like an exciting car. I mean, the convertible, the way it is now, is just a tremendous car to drive. And getting in that coupe, I'd love to get it out on the track and see what we can really do.
Now, wait a minute, Larry. Can people really get those things and get them out on the track? I mean, like, I know that you have those kind of nights for Lamborghini, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you know, if people want to go and take the cars out on their own, they always have the ability to do so. And, you know, speaking from experience with the Jaguars, we've taken those cars and put them on the track all day long and then drove home after. It's great.
Wait, now, how does... You've left me speechless, and it's a radio show, so that's really not appropriate, Larry.
I've never known you to be speechless, Jim.
Well, you know, I just got to take a swig of Gatorade, and I'll get right back on the beam. And with that, we're going to take a break, then we're going to come back, and we're going to find out how I can get behind a Jaguar, take it out on the track, and then drive it home. Larry, Zinn, Warren Henry Automotive, GM, back after this with more.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. Gentle word on the wind that lifts her.